He's presenting on central office technology use in NAATW, Pete B.
Thank you. My name is Pete. I am an alcoholic. And as I said before, I do make mistakes. And part of being a service is the ability to do new things and to be of service and to help. And what I'm going to talk about today is what started as an ability to kind of take a look at how central offices can positively exploit technology and how it turned into pretty organically the survey that you have in front of you. The survey that you have in front of you is on paper, which I'm not sure most of you are familiar with. It's kind of an older technology. And I wanted to just make sure we're a little bit familiar with it. It has a feel to it, and it works pretty well in certain instances. My background is not in technology. My service is I do a lot of teleservice. So part of the reason I included that last page is we surveyed our teleservice volunteers and were able to glean information from that. And we think surveys are pretty powerful.
These are, Mayor?
Thank you. So I'm going to quickly describe up on the screen what we put together, which was an ability to...
This will turn that on.
Thank you. The ability to kind of put together questions in a format with graphics. This is, I'm a proponent for Google Drive and all that that allows us. I am also a proponent for sharing sharing information. So I'm working with the, I'm sure I should back up. I'm the webmaster for CCFAA, which is the Sacramento Central Office. I'm also teleservice for Sacramento. So with those two combined, that's kind of where I'm coming from. What started as an ability to understand what the central offices are or are not, no judgment, are or are not doing, the survey that I'm going to review with you pretty quickly came from it kind of naturally. Brock and the NAATW was kind enough to send out the survey. I think it went out to 425 or so. We had about 85 or so respondents. So the survey results that we're going to talk about a little bit is at a 25% response rate, which is from basic survey analysis, that's crazy great. And I think we have the ability to leverage that again. The questions were somewhat formulaic. In this particular form, you know, you can add the buttons. I guess I don't want to spend too much time on putting the survey together. And I'm also not sure on format. Do you want me to take a couple of questions, or can I just move on? Does anybody have any questions on why we do surveys or what the power of it is? We all good there? I want to be very clear. They are anonymous unless the individual wants to put their name in. So in this particular case, I truly had no idea who it was going to, and I had no idea how many of the central offices or regional offices had websites. And I was surprised by the results just because I know not. I have no idea what the world is out there. And I think, again, the power of this get-together is we learn about each other. We learn who's doing what, and we can take from it and put it into our own little stew. With time, I'm going to move on to kind of responses. The way that Google works is it puts it together pretty quickly. In this particular instance, you have all of these results on paper in front of you. I wanted to make sure it's clear. Nothing's going to add up to 100% because sometimes the questions were asked in such a manner so that the total responses could be greater than 100% because there were multiple questions being asked. So what I did is I gleaned from the paper in front of you what were some of the highlights. And I had certain items that I was pretty intrigued with. I wasn't really going to go into each question because hopefully you've had time to go through it. The financial management system, as you see here, I'll start quickly on the top. Most offices or respondents use paper, obviously. Some are networked, some are cloud. there were some that don't have anything at all, and that's okay. You know, if I had an ulterior motive, I'm taking my glasses off, and it's helping those offices or groups or even meetings that could easily get organized and help them. It's about service. And I'm very grateful to be here representing kind of technology, but my core interest is service, and I think that's what we all can do, and I think many of us are here for that same reason. I was intrigued, and I'll try to slide down here pretty quick. I was intrigued on how many use management systems. Most everybody, 82% said Quicken. Some use a cloud-based. I'd not heard of Sage. But some of them are using Sage. How do you communicate to your delegates? Most basically prepare paper and distribute. Some use email. I was intrigued that fewer use email, but that implies you have email addresses or some consistent set of email addresses for delegates or something like that. How do you coordinate signups? Most of them collect forms. I was impressed that some, 20%, are using online forms. Online forms can be, I guess it's implied you're going to capture an email, so the anonymity implies that you're going to get an email to capture and you're going to be able to communicate back out. Some central offices use, like what we used at NAATW, which is SurveyMonkey. Was that what you use? MailChimp. So that there's an ability to use mass email. I'm all about spending no money. So there's many instances to do emails, successfully communicate from a subscription base at zero cost. AA newsletter is mostly in an office environment. Some are using Adobe. And I think if I look at my breakout on the newsletter, some are using Google Suite, which means that it's a free, accessible, shareable item. How do you send your newsletter? Mostly your mail, some upload to website. Certainly it can be, when I say subscription-based, I don't mean like you're charging for it. It's simply that a member has said, yes, I want this to be sent on a regular basis. Meeting schedules, most everybody is editing it on an MS Office type. And how do you send it? Most everybody said, I'm looking at both. Most, 70% or so say online, 40% are print, and some mail. Does the district have a website? Let me go, 82% have websites. And I thought that was really great. That's really impressive. I didn't expect that. The way I have formed surveys before is you don't want to have a zillion questions. You have like five at the front. You have like one gem in the middle, and then five on the end. My question in the middle was, what can your website do? Does your website have the ability to do some of the items? So again, that's where it's not going to add up to 100%. But what I was intrigued with is, of those who responded, most have an online meeting schedule. 33%, so again, 33% of the 85 or 100 that responded have an ability for an online form, meaning you can complete some kind of a form. If I pretend I'm teleservice now, on the website, if somebody wants to be of service, they can sign up on the form. The form alerts me. I send an email back. We try to do the capture. We do the orientation, and we set them up as quickly as we can of that service. That 33% of those respondent have those kind of forms was me very, very heartening. It can be done relatively easily, and things can be set up, depending on what system you're using, pretty easily to alert the right people so that they can coordinate it. 43% have online meeting info updates. 82% have events calendars. 25% have a bookstore or some, I'll say, retail aspect. Of the 85 respondents, a third take online payments. So that's why, as I was asking the question, I don't know how they do it. I mean, I know how they do it, but I'm not sure how they consummate the transaction. I'm very curious. It can't be anonymous. It means real money. Can we donate? I just don't know. You know, I know donations can happen, but I know that there are some traditions involved and some aspects. As well, if somebody wants to donate in honor of, or a birthday club, or all that, it can be certainly accommodated technically. I'm curious on how these other sites are doing it. 70% have mailing lists, meaning they accumulate mailing lists and they work them. And 25% have meeting apps, you know, where there's some kind of application that works on the phone. Thank you, Josh. You know, for that, and it's just absolutely great. There was another question we put in there, which is, I went to this graphic, which is, you know, is there a place for technology? And 75% said yes. You know, I think that was a generic question, and overwhelmingly, I think we skewed a yes. Over here, back up a little bit. How does your central office have the technology resource? The answer was more than half is, do you hire a contract? Where 25% said yes. I like the I don't know. Those are always good. Does your office or intergroup use online meeting teleconference? Mostly or no, and I heard we're skirting the edges about that. I'll talk a little bit in a moment about feedback. Of the people that responded, most were not going to attend. So I felt that was pretty powerful because their voices are here based on what the survey results were. I accumulated the site locations as quickly as I could, and I tried to alphabetize them, but it represents many, many areas, some of which are here and most are not. And some were okay, including emails. Any questions with what the results were? Anything at all? Okay. Sure. We sent it to approximately 400 people. And we got approximately 100 back. We sent it to a little over 400. We got 85 back. But for sake of debate, we got 25% back, which is I think really, really great. And I'll look to Brooke. Have we ever done that before? Have we ever done surveys before?
We in AATW have not.
Okay. Yeah, the answer. I'm nodding my head. The answer is yes. Haven't done that yet, and I mean I'm coming in curious as to what the results are. You know, some may use PayPal, some could use Square, some could use a merch transaction through their own bank. There's got to be some kind of an interface. But the answer is yes, we can know. And what I'll probably do is parse the data for those that responded yes, and then ask additional questions if that's the will of the body, sir. There were some from Canada. No, shh, quiet, sir.
I don't understand the wording of does your district or central office have a website? How many of these came from some entity other than the central office? Or do districts have?
Actually, districts and central offices are not exclusive.
Districts are not central offices. Many districts are small parts of an area.
Oh, no, district.
Yeah, but let me respond. I don't know. If I go to a respondent not knowing who it was sent to, I may be able to understand based on their response, either their website that they put down or some other indicator so I could answer the question. But right now, I don't have that. I will make a generalized assumption that the answer is yes, because if you consider that we received 25% response, somewhere in there would have been an area response. I don't have the data in front of me. Let me back up. This is the heart of our time today, is the Q&A. I think I've done a little bit up here, and the questions are, to me, the most powerful part. So I think, how much time do we have?
So after all of you stood there in line with your backs to everybody in the room, we had a request that we move the microphone over here so you don't have to stand there with your back to everyone. So if you do have a question for Pete, if you would like to come over here to the microphone and...
I'll go to the very last page first. Last page is the results of a survey we did in winter 2016 to the teleservice individuals here in Sacramento. We've got about 200 volunteers who volunteer for teleservice in the Sacramento area. We just took on District 21, so the young lady who was speaking for District 21, we're accepting incoming calls for the Auburn area as well. Teleservice is the hotline. The central office picks up hotline calls 9 to 5. Every other hour of the day, it goes to teleservice volunteers. Smartphone, it's automated. It rings to the number, and then it auto-forwards. We have 32 people who work shifts in varying degrees from 4 to 8 hours throughout the week. We have substitutes. We have shift coordinators, and we have 12-steppers. So about 200 volunteers as of right now. It's really a testament to people's willingness to engage and help and give service. This was sent out to about 100 of those volunteers, and this was simply a survey component. So that's the last page. The previous page was, thanks very much, that was responses to the following questions. Thanks very much. The National AA Technology Workshop appreciates your feedback with topics and questions. Would you like to offer up anything back to us that we may not have considered? So this page is simply the responses. And it was easier for me to put it in this than to read it off here. Did I answer your question?
Yes,
okay.
It's all yours.
So the question is, do we want to sit there and ask questions, which is fine by me, or do you want to come up here?
Yeah. Fine. We're recording this, and so if you sit in your seats and yell questions, it might not be picked up. And so Pete's going to just, like, answer random things on the recording. So if you have a question for Pete, please come up here, and it's all yours again.
Thank you.
I'm the central office manager in San Francisco.
Hey, Mari.
Hi. And I don't have a question so much as we use QuickBooks for our financial management systems, and I was one of the respondents, and that's not an option here, and I know for sure several other offices who use QuickBooks and not Quicken. So does Quicken refer to both of those?
Yeah, so okay. I'm nodding my head for the sake of recording, because we're in deposition mode. The answer is yes. I just put it all together. Started with a Q, I mean Quicken, QuickBooks, I put it all together. And the reason was to identify, in my humble opinion, is there a system that you're using? And I put both Quicken and QuickBooks together.
Okay. I think QuickBooks is double entry and Quicken is not, so kind of a difference there. But
and some have the ability to match and integrate more on a bank system. I'm transactional than others.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
I would just say that I did a survey for the Intergroup Central Office, AAWS Grapevine Seminar that's been around for 32 years-ish, I think, about 10 years ago, of all the offices. And we collected a lot of great data that way, but we were able to tie it to offices so that everybody could go to that office who did that and ask questions. So it wasn't anonymous, right? People's questions were, their answers were tied to their offices, but it helps when you just see people doing the same thing once a year, you know, to have that information. It was really helpful. So maybe for future thought.
I appreciate it. Sure. Having my original intent was to glean an understanding of what the central offices and area groups were doing in an effort to offer systems, non-judgmental, from, like in my fantasy, would be a menu of, have you considered these items that are free, that there's a training curve, but, you know, we all make mistakes.
But this is great, and I'm a big fan. Thank you for doing it.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you.
Sure. Step up. Don't be shy.
Chris Alcoholic.
Hi, Chris.
Webmaster for Northeast Texas Area 65. So I just have a couple of questions. One was a question about the data set. So these were central offices and intergroups, or were these districts and areas as well? So, like, are these responses from central offices and intergroups, or central offices, intergroups, and other entities that may not be central offices and intergroups?
The answer is we don't know, but we can assume all the above, because in essence we sent it to people who have come in contact to NAATW over the last 4 or 5 years who wanted to be on our mailing list for things coming out. So what okay. we did was we sent this to that list, and in essence, as you look at the population, I think the main thing I'm getting out of this is that there are a lot of questions that we might want to refine back and go back and ask a different set of questions.
Okay.
My own experience in doing this in business has been that it usually takes 3 tries like this before you really now have what you really want to sample.
Okay.
But I don't know how, we've never tried this in NAATW, and this is an exercise to have this dialogue.
So basically what that means is that these responses could be from a DCM about their intergroup or their central office, not a response from the central office.
I'm nodding my head. Okay. Absolutely correct.
Okay. And then my second question was, and I was this the full question? There is a place for technology in our AA central offices and intergroups. Because it says here 75 stated the highest, number 5. And like, was that the full question?
Yes. The question reads, and it's right up on the screen.
Okay.
There is a place for, what we're asking is in the survey itself. Let me slide to where the question was. There is a place for technology in our AA central offices and intergroups, okay. And it's simply I strongly disagree, which is a 1.
Right.
To skew to I strongly agree.
Okay.
So if we take a look at what the results were 75% of the respondents strongly agreed.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, sure.
Hi, my name is Brian. I'm from the Chicago area website committee.
Welcome, Brian.
And had a couple questions. The participation, I think you said, was about 100 or 400.
25%.
Okay. Did that go up from the previous year? Was that the same amount of participation? I was just curious. Is it growing, like the participation in this?
The participation in, this is the only survey we've ever done.
Oh, okay. I was confused. I thought you had results from last year. Okay.
This is the only survey we've ever tried.
Okay. I was going to ask if you could include some follow-ups if you're going to do another one, I would think.
I would strongly agree with a follow-up.
Yeah, follow-ups come to mind with a lot of these questions. But, you know, for us we have a lot of districts that have put websites up, and effectiveness is a big question mark for us at the area level, because there's a lot of abandoned content out there, and it seems like the direction that people are given is often to meetings that no longer exist, and that has been a major focal point for a lot of our conversations at the area level. So, you know, perhaps some follow-ups with relativity to the question of, do you have a website? Is it functioning? Is someone updating it? That kind of thing would be interesting to me. The traffic that they're producing would be interesting to me, too, just from a standpoint of being able at the area level to understand, are we functioning like other relatively similar regions of the country? You know, I would assume that Chicago lines up with New York or L.A. If our bounce rates or our, you know, all the traffic statistics would be very interesting to us in some kind of generalized fashion. And I think that's all I had.
Thank you very much. I mean, I am of the opinion that part of what's important to me personally is to learn from others. Here, I have no comparison. This is the first time I've been with peers in this. I have no idea what other people are doing, and I would love to know. I assume that through NAATW we can gather data, and we can take a look at systems, and make a college try at creating a basic level of assisting those that, just like in the program, assisting those that are willing to receive the help, and there's going to be some patterns. And I don't know what the patterns are. I have no idea. Thanks.
Yeah, Blaine, alcoholic.
Hey, Blaine.
Couple interesting comments and maybe two questions. The question that says, how do you send your local version of, or excuse me, how do you edit your local meeting schedule? And it says 53% editing, MS Office or Mac editing. How was the survey? I don't really understand the response.
What's the question? How do you edit?
How do you edit your local meeting schedule?
What's your question?
Well, the data that's on this sheet just says 53% editing, MS Office or Mac editing, and I'm trying to find out what that means.
Let's take a look.
And I maybe missed the point. You had said these won't add up to 100% multiple responses. So like in this case, a total of 63%, we would infer what from that?
Let me go back and answer the first question first. Okay. Is the first question, how do you edit your meeting schedule?
Yes.
So as you see on the, I'm showing the pie chart because I collected it real quick. Mm-hmm. We see that half of the people are using an MS Office or Mac type product to edit their meeting schedule.
How was the question presented in the survey? Like, what were the
how options? Do you edit your local version of your?
And then we gave them certain options to respond to.
True.
And what were those options?
The option on the meeting schedule and the newsletter was very similar. We use an MS Office or Mac type editor, example, Publisher or Word. We use Adobe. We use Google Suites or other.
Gotcha. So there wasn't anything that asked if they edited it online, like in some product or in WordPress
I inferred that a response to we use Google Suite tools, example, would have been an online or cloud-based.
Okay.
That's just Pete's little world.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha. And then back to the, not to beat a dead horse, but the questions about who were the respondents, right? I missed the beginning intro. So did this go out to the previous NATW attendee lists? So it's just all the people that have ever attended, like the people sitting here in the room. If we had your email, it went out to your email, right? Did it also went on the TIA forum? Is that?
I'm looking. I don't know.
True, or do we know?
There's a lot of survey topics on
did,
the TIA.
We did publish to the forum that we had done it.
And we took responses just from anywhere. They may have even been second or third emails from ours, right?
Absolutely.
That people that branched out. Okay.
Yeah, so there was no. I didn't call anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So that makes sense. Okay. So if somebody had no understanding of their local intergroup, they may have just ignored this, right?
Exactly.
So that makes total sense. All right, so my the comment I have, the one point of interest that I see as I'm just kind of gleaning through some of the questions, one in particular that says, does your central officer intergroup hire contract or have hourly technical help for your website maintenance? And 54% said no. Overwhelmingly no, which I thought was interesting. And then as I look at the ad hoc comments on the second to the last page, I don't know, maybe a third of them, I can sort of infer from there. I guess I'm seeing a pattern that I've seen echoed over years, which is the type of value that our service entities who might make use of something called technology service are looking for. And it's hard to say what that is, right? Free labor, right? I mean, it may be that easy, but it's not always that easy. Oftentimes, they are looking for direction. Sometimes they literally would like somebody to produce a tool. Sometimes they would just like more participation so that they're connected. A lot of these questions are about, will we be attending, and we sent people, and you can sort of hear that. It may just be that they want to plug in and know what's happening. But I think it's the thing that I've been very interested in over the last few years is, how do we take a disconnected group of people, and the reason I say disconnected because we don't have like common service titles or a specific way that we do our volunteer, jobs in different places, and we don't communicate really consistently. And this might be one of the only places that we can communicate in only one way fairly consistently. And we don't have a lot of follow on here, right? We don't have a big meeting after this meeting to talk about the work we're going to do. And the point of this workshop never was, or it, not that it wasn't, but it never was specifically to create a work group for delivering something, right? That wasn't necessarily the point. But hopefully to stimulate the local activity somewhere. And it's interesting to try to see feedback, to see if anything that started at NATW or has been talked here or because we're talking has directly impacted something in a local entity like that. So I don't know, I'm interested in that.
Along these lines, how many people in the room here took this survey? Thank you.
Can I have a quick response?
Sure.
In Pete's perfect world, is there would be some communication that's approved that would go out to entities that says, here's a menu. Once again, here's a menu of things that we, whoever we are, can support your area or district with. Are you interested in some of these services? Now, there's no judgment. I'm not, personally, in Pete's little world, I'm not placing any judgment on if somebody says, yes, we need help backing up our data on the cloud. There's no judgment. We'd like to offer that kind of assistance. I have no clue what the menu is. I'd like to help with the menu. I think we know what the menu is, and I think we can supply that and communicate that back out. The question is going to be, when these groups raise their hand and say, we need help, we are responsible. We are. Okay, back.
One of our birds of a feather should be on technology service. There's a thing out there, and I'm hoping you'll come and join the talk on that.
Good, thanks. And we have 5 minutes, I think,
yeah.
Right? So I wanted to wave the five-minute flag.
I won't take long. Okay. So I did receive the request, and I specifically, although I'm the area technology chair, sent it to our intergroup rep, just saying. So I was pretty clear that you were looking for intergroups. Also, just when I saw this, I did respond to you guys that there is some historic survey activities that have gone on in the past. I can share those with you, but some of the cool thing about having some of these digital archives, even though they're a little disconnected, is I'm looking back in Slack and I'm seeing like this whole channel where we talked about surveying people. And so I know is Michael coming? I know there's a guy from San Francisco who was trying to do a survey before. So we might actually have more data than we think, especially on intergroups.
Yeah.
Anyway, just sharing.
Thank you very much. We have a couple more minutes if you'd like more questions. There you go.
Chris, alcoholic.
Chris, thanks for doing the handouts.
Hey, no problem. So, I don't know. I immediately was pessimistic and trying to, like, shoot holes in it and find ways that was wrong with it. And So
welcome back.
I know. I'm going to keep coming back. It's okay. But when you asked, it was a great question, how many people in this room filled it out? Not very many. I would like to see this same survey be sent out to the people who I would say are doing a lot of the websites that, because if you ask my DCM, do we have this, this, and this? They're like, oh, yeah, Chris is totally doing that. And I'm back there, and I'm, like, spilling out the survey. I'm like, no, I am absolutely not doing that. So I really do appreciate the survey, and it's a great place to start. I would just like it to be sent to the people, I would say, doing a lot of the work who might know and answer the questions better. I just don't know if everybody who filled that out understands the questions, just because we don't know who it really went to. And I know that wasn't the point, but I'm just, when you asked that question and everybody raised their hands, or the few people raised their hands, I was like, there it is. That's what I wanted. So I would highly recommend everyone in here filling it out and then compare the results and see how they look.
Great. Thank you.
That's all I got.
Thank you.
You have 2 minutes. Really quick. I'm going to try and do 1 minute.
Mari, still from San Francisco. I think to Blaine's point, one of the things that I'm often looking for at our intergroup and central office is I don't know what technologies exist that can make things easier for not only the members we serve, but for those of us in the office trying to facilitate the 12-step work. And I also know that in my job, I don't have time to become an expert in something. So what I'm often seeking is sometimes volunteer labor, but also just sometimes it's the funding to invest in something that will benefit our members. That I know that I don't have the I can't become an expert in any of it because I'm not skilled that way, but just I don't have time to. So what I think, one of the things that we're always talking about at the intergroup seminars, which are held annually, is we're sharing our best practices. And most of us at intergroups don't, central offices, we don't know about technology. We know about running the office. But here, there is that expertise. So what we want are people to help us figure out how to get that up and running. And we have a technology committee, which is fantastic, because we're talking about chat bots and electronic contributions and a lot of wonderful things, but that's all new. So I hope that helps.
It does. Thanks, Mary. Did you want to say something, Dan?
Quick. Yeah, Brooke Haynes, thank you very much, Pete. When Pete approached this topic and saying he wanted this information, if it was a possible thing to do, so that he would have input to discuss about what's going on, I just said, oh, crap. And the reason I think was because I didn't know what to do. And I didn't know what I thought about it. I had to really, but what I said was, yeah, let's do this. Let's see what it takes. Let's see what the discussion is. I want to thank you for the discussion. You reminded me a lot of me the first time I ever got involved was as a technical person in survey work as part of a team in industry. I had my doubts, you know, and I didn't really want to do it. But the point is that that it doesn't take the survey data to do anything. It changes the way I think of it. And the way I think of the technical problem and the complexity of it and the relationships of it, and I know I want to know more, which we've accomplished in this today, and I thank you very much for that time. Thank you. And thank you, Pete.
Okay. Well, let's thank Pete.